Hi, I'm Hanny.
And I'm Abby.
And you are listening to the Bride and Me podcast.
Home to all things bridal. We'll be bringing you all the information you need to help you through your wonderful dress shopping journey.
And of course, answer any need-to-know questions that you have been dying to ask a real-life bridal stylist. We are here to help, whether you have just got engaged and are starting your bridal journey, your wedding is nearly here and you already have a dress, or you just love wedding dresses.
Who doesn't?
Hosted by myself, Hanny Franklin Roberts, owner of My Funny Valentine Bridal, and my co-host,
Abby Stevenson, bridal stylist and real-life bride-to-be.
Each week, we'll also be chatting to Abby about her wedding journey and how she's finding the planning process as a real-life bride.
Thank you for joining us, and please subscribe so you're sure to never miss a future episode.
Happy listening! Hi, I'm Hanny, and thank you for joining us at episode 2 of the Bride and Me podcast. We really enjoyed episode 1 and we're so grateful that you're joining us on another episode. So this week we will be focusing on the start of your dress shopping experience. So I'm engaged, help, how should I start? So joining me is also our lovely co-host, Abby Stevenson.
Hello.
Hi, Abby.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Can I just apologise to everybody listening that I have got a really bad cold. Anyone who has a child in nursery knows that they constantly have a runny nose, so that is me today, so I'm sorry I sound like this. So, Abby, how is your wedding plans going?
Yeah, good. So I've just gone on to my hen party.
Hen party.
I know. It was actually quite tame. But yeah,
so where did you go? Tell us a little bit about it.
So we went to Manchester. There was like, I think it was 8 of us, and then we decided to go to a little activity in the morning. Obviously still some Prosecco was involved, and then we went for afternoon tea, and then we went back to our apartment, got ready, and then we went out for dinner and drinks.
That sounds so lovely. Yeah. It's always good to have a bit of girl time.
Yeah, it was nice, because especially when you haven't seen people for, like, so long. You know, it had been a few years on some of them. But no, it was, like, literally, like, yesterday I saw them, so it was really nice.
Oh, it sounds amazing. So we always get loads of questions on how do you start your dress shopping experience. I mean, we did cover briefly last time how long before you should start, but also, you know, what shops do I visit, how many shops do I visit, what styles of dresses do I want to focus on. I think nowadays with things like Pinterest and Instagram, there is just so many options. Sometimes there can be too many options that brides get quite confused.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming. You know, if you see this dress and you see that dress and that style, you kind of go, well, what, which one do I want to go for?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously, Abby, your shopping experience was slightly different because you are a bridal consultant here. Yeah. So you see and try on many dresses all the time.
Yeah.
Which most, you know, brides don't have the opportunity to do. But if you want to start sort of telling us a little bit about your journey and how you felt, because obviously it is different going from a bridal consultant trying on a million dresses to actually trying to find your dress.
Yeah, I think at the beginning, obviously, I still always had that Pinterest board of, you know, every single dress under the sun. But I think going into, like, my dress shopping journey, I kind of had, like, a certain feel that I wanted to have. But then I was like, oh, maybe I should go for this because it'd be completely different. But at the same time, why should you go for something completely different when it's the day to be your best version of yourself?
Yeah, I think it's hard, and we get many brides like that, because you definitely, I remember from my own dress shopping a few years ago that you definitely want to stand out and you want something different that no one's seen. But then at the same time, you want to still get something that really suits you and be you. And you've seen, you know, lots of things and be beautiful. And if a couple of other brides have worn a similar style, I mean, obviously you're never going to wear the same dress that someone you know has worn. But if you love a style that other people are wearing, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that.
I think as well, like, you put that pressure on yourself to go for something completely different to shock people, but at the same time, you know, you're still going to shock people in a great way, because it's not like you wear a wedding dress every day anyway. So
yeah, and I think the great thing about our job is we see so many different brides, but every bride, even if we have 5 brides who have got the same dress, everyone looks completely different and they've all styled it differently and it fits you differently, and it's amazing to see how different one dress can be. And I think that's it. Some brides have this idea of, oh, see something, especially really boho and crazy or, you know, beautiful, but just quite out of the box, which, don't get me wrong, we have those dresses and we love it when people wear those dresses.
No, 100%.
But I think when you're picking for you still have to feel comfortable and great and, you know,
yeah,
put your own stamp on a dress. So, yeah, it's definitely important.
No, definitely.
Okay, so how did you feel then going into it? Were you nervous? Were you excited?
I was still really nervous, and I think it's hard because I obviously put brides in dresses every day and I say, you know, don't be nervous, everything's fine. But I completely understand how you all feel. Like, it is nerve-wracking. You don't do this every day. But as soon as you've got one dress on, you're fine. You kind of get in the swing of it.
Yeah, definitely. I would always say that to brides who are nervous. Once they've tried one or two dresses on, they'll literally be an expert. They'll be right in the swing of it. So what would you say, trying on, obviously it wasn't that long ago, what would you say your main concerns were in the beginning?
I was worried that nothing was going to fit me because I obviously had a baby. Like, my body is different. And I was worried that I wasn't going to like anything on myself. But these dresses fit so different. Like, I don't normally like tight things, and I was loving the tight dresses on me. So you just don't know until you try them on.
That is so true. I think every dress is different, so even if we have a few dresses which all look quite similar style wise the fit is also really different.
Yeah.
So I would say in general wedding gowns are absolutely genius things.
Yeah,
they make everybody look good. Like, the structure is good, and don't get me wrong, there's different ones that suit different figures, but generally compared to going to sort of a high street shop and trying on, they're totally different. And they even when you're trying on a dress that doesn't fit you, you know, when you're working with sort of trained bridal consultants who can pin you in or clip you in and whatever to make the dress, you know, fit as well as it can do, they literally, I think that's one of probably the most the highest concerns that our brides have, is that the dress won't fit, whether that's too small or too big. But actually, it's interesting that you even had that concern.
Yeah, no, it was still definitely a worry of mine. Even though I do it every day, it's still a worry of mine. But I think it's just a natural worry. But no, like Hannie said, like, as soon as the dresses are clipped in, and, you know, even if it's a little bit too small, a little bit of fabric at the back just makes the world of difference. Or if it's too big and it's clipped in and snatched you in, yeah, it's just, it makes you feel so much better.
And when would you say, how many dresses in did you kind of feel relaxed about that?
Well, definitely the first one's always a scary one because, you know, before you put it on, you're like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel. But then as soon as the first one's on and you feel good, you know, you start to relax and get into it. I'd probably say like the second or third, I was like loving it. Like, I wanted to try more on.
Well, that's what we want all of us to feel like. So, for anybody listening then who's just got engaged and starting their journey, Abby, how would you sort of say is a great way to start? You know, somebody who has no idea about dresses, literally just got engaged, so excited at the thought of shopping, but obviously it can be quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, what would you say is the best way to go?
I would say, obviously, have a little look at Pinterest or any other sort of like picture places like that. It's hard because I would say don't come in with too much of a refined mind, you know, still come in with like an open mind, but kind of have like an idea of what sort of feel you want for the wedding, you know, instead of I want this dress, you know, this dress might not work for you or might not be in budget, it might not be in store, it might not be something like that. So it saves disappointment with that way. Just come in with like a feel, you know, if you want elegant, if you want classy, if you want whimsical, if you want boho, kind of have that sort of feel, because then that kind of keeps your options open.
Yeah, 100%. And I would say for any bride who is just starting out, who visits us, we adore it when people come in with some photos of what they like.
Yeah.
If you can, you know, save some on Instagram, we are constantly posting bridal dresses on our Instagram, so if you can save them and show us what you like, that's great. It doesn't mean it has to be that dress, but at least if we get an idea of what you're feeling. As Abby says, sometimes, I mean, especially with things like Pinterest, which is obviously covers such a wide range of dresses, budgets, designers, we get a lot of people who will show us a beautiful beaded, like fully princess kind of gown on a picture, and they'll be like, oh, my budget is, you know, whatever it is, but the dress is literally like 20 times. Yeah, yeah, it's 20 times more expensive than what their budget is. So it's And then I think brides are quite disappointed because they think, oh, well, I can't get that. Okay, no, if you've got a budget in mind, you might not get that exact dress, but we will definitely have something stunning in that kind of style. I mean, yes, if it's beading, you want, you know, it might not be the kind of hand-beaded gowns, which obviously take so much time to make, and that's why they are so expensive. But we have lots of options with things like glitter tulle, or, you know, sequins, or half beaded. Just ask us and we can, you know, give you that advice, because I think that is the thing. When people do show us images, although it's super helpful as a bridal consultant to just get an idea of the style, I think as a bride you don't want to just hold that as that's the dress I want, because one, you might not actually like it when you try it on and you don't want to be disappointed, but also, you know, it might not, for whatever reason, work for, you know, the dress you are looking for. So how many shops should you visit? This is another question that we get asked all the time. It's always really difficult as when we get our brides coming in and asking that question, because I feel like no matter what we say, I don't want brides to think, oh, you're only saying that because we're trying to sell you a dress, basically. And that's totally not our vibe here. We're, you know, we want brides to have the best experience. So we, you know, give our honest answers. I know from my personal experience, so I got married in 2019 and I was a solicitor working at the time, so I wasn't working in a bridal shop. This, you know, I was a normal bride. I was obsessed with bridal though, obviously. And I think I just had this, if I'm honest, a slightly skewed view in my mind of dress shopping. So I think I visited 9 shops, which actually, now Abby knows that's like a nightmare. And then if I tried on, I don't know, 10 dresses in every shop, essentially I tried on nearly 100 dresses, which, to be honest, is so wrong for you as the bride, because in the end I was very overwhelmed, didn't really know what I wanted. Liked 5 dresses, which is just not ideal, because, you know, in reality you don't love 5 dresses. So they're the situations where, when I say to brides, you know, you want to be careful about how many sort of dresses you're seeing and how many shops you're booking, it's because I've been there myself. So I would say, as a maximum, the ideal number of shops really you want to be visiting is probably about 3, but it's about the research you do before booking them that's key, because the more shops you go to, although it is so much fun and I totally understand it is, everyone loves to try on dresses. Yeah. I think it's more fun when there's no pressure, but when suddenly the pressure's there and you have gone to 6 shops and you still haven't found your dress because you're just going to the wrong shops maybe, it starts to get quite overwhelming as a bride, because you get, knowing from experience, a little bit panicked that you've tried on so many dresses. All the dresses are kind of blurring into one a little bit. So I would say research the shops before. You know, make sure you're going to shops where, as Abby said, if you're... bridal theme is whimsical or boho, you know, make sure you're going to shops that are stocking those beautiful boho style dresses. Don't go to shops that are just, you know, selling classic satin ball gowns. And it's not to say that you're not going to try any of those on, because usually shops will have a slightly mix of styles, but, you know, keep to the predominant style of what you love. And I would also, you know, have a look at like the service, because you want to go somewhere where you're going to have the best experience. This isn't going to your average high street shop, you're in and out buying something. This is a journey, and once you start, you actually purchase your dress, the journey's only really just begun. So I would say you definitely want to go somewhere where you know that the shop really celebrates you as a bride, where you know, you know, the customer service is going to be brilliant, you're going to just
have a nice time.
Yeah, it's just going to be amazing, that you're never going to forget that moment. You know, of course all shops generally have beautiful dresses, but it's about finding what's right for you as the bride. So I would say research, you know, note down a few things of what is most important to you in your bridal shopping, and look for those shops that fit that perfectly. So then I would personally say if you've got your 3 shops to visit that you, you know, absolutely love the sound of. I mean, obviously, if you don't find anything in those, of course, you still have the option to look. But I think you kind of want to have the mindset where you are going to, because they look amazing for whatever reason. And that's where you want to find your dress. So I would say, once you've got those appointments booked, secondly, you need to choose who you're going to bring, which I think will be a whole separate topic. So I think we get so many questions on that as well. And then you need to choose how you're going to do it. So our personal advice from what we see brides coming in, I wouldn't visit on your first kind of shopping experience, where you're going to try on multiple dresses, not just one, I wouldn't book more than two appointments in one day.
No, I think that's definitely a great piece of advice, because if you go to like two in one day and you've, like Hanny said before, you try on like 10 in each shop, that's over 20. You know, 20 on one day is very overwhelming.
Yeah, I think because, I mean, it's when you've never tried on wedding dresses, I mean, we're very fortunate obviously where we do, so we're a bit more blasé about it, but I think it's when it's so exciting when you start trying them on, and we understand that. But when 20 in a day is a lot.
You go dress blind. Like, they all like blur into one.
But we often get brides who, you know, we might even be the third or fourth shop they've visited in a day, which I totally get, because, you know, it's hard to get your kind of friends and family together on one day if it's in kind of one area and you can have one great shopping day. In theory, that sounds amazing and it does sound like a brilliant day. I would say it's a brilliant day for everyone but the bride, if I'm completely honest, because for the first appointment and then the second, although usually it's good to have a bit of a break in the middle if you're doing a nice little lunch break, but if you're having three appointments or more in one day, by that last appointment you're exhausted and it's quite emotionally overwhelming. So I would feel, if you are, I mean, the less shops you visit, the better. I mean, if you find your dress in the first shop, you find your dress in the first shop.
That's great.
That is what every bride wants. But if you are, you know, wanting to visit two or three shops, then realistically, you want to try and spread those out over a few days, because otherwise it is just very overwhelming.
Yeah.
I think a big issue actually that comes from what I've just said is if somebody loves one of the first dresses they've tried, or if not the first dress, because often if brides have never tried on a dress before and then they literally try on the first dress and fall in love with it, they're really worried to say yes because they think, oh, I just haven't really tried any on before. I mean, that happens to us quite a lot of people, brides who'll come in and absolutely love the first dress, but it's not they're trying one dress and then that's it. You know, they're trying sort of 8-9 dresses on in between, and every one just doesn't compare. And often the first dress is the one they love because, one, it's the dress they're most drawn to on the hanger. If the bridal consultant's doing their job well, I mean, that is the whole point, that you love the first dress, really, because they're choosing a dress that you want, that they can see on the peg that it will fit really well, you'll feel really confident in, it will really accentuate your kind of figure, and it will just be a great dress. So, I mean, I wouldn't worry if you absolutely love the first dress. But it is the question where brides then want to go away and try on a million dresses. And I get that. I do get that brides want to have that experience. But I think at the same time, we get many brides who might do that, and then they come back and say, oh, I wish we hadn't, because we've had bad experiences elsewhere. It's become very overwhelming. It's
quite a lot.
Yeah, it does get a lot. Well, I think if you know, you trust your judgment, you've found your fiance.
Yeah, are you gonna like search for other grooms for the one that's right for you? No, you're gonna obviously stay with your love of your life. Like, don't search for others. You know, the same with the dress. Like, if it's the one, it's the one.
Definitely. I think we always say to brides actually when we start, and it does sound very cliche, but I genuinely believe this, is when you're dress shopping, you never ever know when that magic's going to hit you. You know, it might be in your first shop, it might be in your third shop, but once you found that dress, you know, it's like your fiance. You don't know, you're not going to visit every single university in the world to meet your fiance, or every single workplace to meet you know, you're not. When you know they're the one, you know they're the one. And it's the same with dress shopping. You know, don't worry that you haven't tried on every single dress there is. If you feel incredible and it brings
makes you feel good.
Yeah, it brings out the best in you.
Yeah, you can see yourself on the wedding day.
That is how you want to feel. And if you can find that in a beautiful shop where the staff are amazing, and, you know, you've just had the most wonderful experience with your closest friends and family, that is honestly the stuff of dreams and what every bride literally wishes. So I wouldn't worry about that, and that's definitely a worry that we hear from brides, that, oh, I just love it.
Yeah.
So I think once you've found your shops and you are all set to go with your closest friends and family, I would say open-mindedness is a key tip to dress shopping.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it's wonderful. And as I say, we love to have photos of kind of the vibe you're thinking. But I think it's also good for brides to accept that, you know, bridal gowns are something completely different to what they've ever tried. And to kind of, although they might have a set look in mind, just try something different on and just have, you know, the confidence to just give it a go. Because realistically, the worst that can happen is that you don't like it and you take it off. I think this often happens with silhouettes. So whether someone in mind might want a really fitted dress and they just like, oh, I absolutely don't want a princess gown. I mean, just because you want fitted doesn't mean a princess gown is necessarily the only option. There is great kind of A-line in between options, which I think many brides, it'd be good to try on, really.
Yeah. Don't rule anything out, sort of thing.
Yeah, never rule anything out until you try, because how do you know?
No.
And the same with sort of more A-line and princess gowns. Often brides are like, I definitely do not want fitted, which I totally get, because sometimes it can feel quite sort of overwhelming to, if you're used to wearing loose clothing, to go for something really fitted. But bridal gowns fit very differently to normal clothes, and what you might not wear as a normal dress look insane as a bridal gown. Do you think the same might be when you try it on?
No, definitely. Like I say, like, I obviously had a baby before I got married, and I was really worried that my shape was completely different. And I was like, I'm never going to wear a fitted dress. Like, I hate, you know, I could hate the thought of me in it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try one just to see. And oh my God, that was almost my dress. Like, almost I was going to end up with a fitted dress because, well, like Hannie said, they fit so different. Like, they snatch you in, they hold you in, they give you support. It's just so, they honestly fit so different.
Yeah. And I would say you need to, well, trust yourself to try on different things, but also trust your bridal consultant. I mean, what usually happens in appointments is you will pick, obviously, a few styles that you really love and are drawn to in the showroom. But then usually a bridal consultant will kind of pick a few out based on what you've said, what you've seen. And it's normally like we would try and pick a bit of a mixture. So we would throw a few fitted or a few A-line ball gown, in, depending on what you've said, just because then you can try on. If anything, I know from my own dress shopping experience, I was this very much tunnel vision bride where I only wanted a fitted dress. And I think people had got into my head a bit about what, you know, why that was. So I just wanted it to be fitted. So I wouldn't even try on anything A-line, anything ball gown, which now I've been doing this job for so many years, it actually blows my mind, because I was probably the worst bride. But when I try on dresses here now, to be honest, the A-line dresses flatter my figure so much more. But at the time, I just was like, no, it's going to be so much fabric, I don't want that. Well, actually, it's not at all like that.
No.
And I remember in one shop I visited, there was like a beautiful kind of A-line dress, and I think, you know, my mum or the bridal consultant said, oh yeah, why don't you just try one on? And it was beautiful, but it was kind of a halter neck with like a gorgeous, like a bit satin, I think it was like half satin, and then it had more of sort of like a lighter florally lace skirt. And it was very sort of catwalk bride, I would say, and it was stunning. But halter necks look horrific on me, let's just say, in normal life, like literally horrific. And I would never in a million years wear a halter neck, because I just know my figure does not cope well with a halter neck. And obviously the one A-line dress that I choose to try on out of all these 10 shops was a halter neck. So obviously I'm going to hate it, obviously. So I think that now if I try on, say, like an off-the-shoulder bodeau, I mean, I think I look good. Yeah. And I just think, oh, maybe, why didn't I do that at the time? And I'm not saying, I absolutely love my wedding dress, and I'm not saying I would change it. But then at the same time, I think I limited my options so much more. And if I just tried literally five on, even, I mean, actually, that's a bad advice, do not try five dresses on that you don't want. But if I tried a couple of dresses on that were a different style to what I thought, I mean, who knows, you know, what you could come up with. I think brides often fall in love, you always hear, oh, bride fall in love with something completely different to what they had in mind. And to be honest, 90% of the time that's quite true.
It is true.
So yeah, I would say be open-minded. Great, have an idea, but please, please try on a few different things when you're here and trust your bridal consultant, you know, and use their experience. They're the ones who see the dresses yeah. trying on completely. They see it on different body shapes. Yeah. So they will know what suit you. And if you put it on, if I pick a dress for a bride to try on and she's like, oh no, I don't like it. I mean, that's, I'm just pleased she's managed to rule one out, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't take offense.
No, it's like, it's good that you've said no, like, it's a positive thing.
Yeah, it's 100%. So, you know, that's it. Basically, if you don't like a dress, it just gets you closer to your next dress. So yeah. please, you know, don't feel like, oh, I can't say no to the bridal consultant's picked one. You just, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah.
So I think that was some really interesting sort of topics. I think
yeah.
we covered a lot of questions that we get asked about starting your bridal journey.
No, definitely.
So I think in summary, our top tips if you're starting your wedding dress shopping now, my biggest one, number one, is do your research. Research the styles you like, a few dress sort of ideas, save them, and also the shops you want to visit, very important.
Yeah. And then I would say don't go to too many shops, you know, try and limit it to like kind of like three. Obviously, not all in one day is my advice as well.
Yes, good advice, Abby. A big one, trust your instincts. Once you start visiting, you know, as I say, if you love a dress, you love a dress. Trust your gut.
And then I'd probably also say try on different silhouettes. You know, if you come in just wanting A-line, just try a fitted to see. If you hate it, we can take it off. It doesn't matter.
Definitely be open-minded. And I mean, the biggest tip that we have for you is have fun. Bridal shopping is so much fun. You know, don't get too stressed by it. Don't get overwhelmed. Although you can do. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to try on beautiful dresses to get married. It's so yeah. exciting.
Enjoy the whole process.
Yeah, definitely. So now, one of my favourite bits of the podcast, actually, I loved this bit last time,
yeah,
is answering our brides' questions. So thank you so much for everybody who sent in some great questions. It's always nice to have them.
Yeah.
So, Abby, we'll do a couple of questions, because okay. otherwise we will literally, this podcast will be 2 hours long. So question number one this week is, how long before the wedding do you have a final dress fitting?
Normally we try and do it in the last month, so it's like the month of your wedding. Sometimes it can be like two weeks before the wedding. I think mine's booked in I think it's like 10 days before the wedding. Sometimes it's kind of like the final, you know, checkovers, make sure everything's right and stuff like that, so you've got plenty of time. Would you say that's about right, like 2 weeks before the wedding?
Or? Yeah, definitely. I think normally within that month. I mean, every bride is different with fittings. It's funny because we would say, I mean, just, I'm sure we'll do an episode actually on seamstress yeah. kind of fittings, because I know a lot of brides are interested in that. Generally, we would recommend brides have about 3 fittings. That's on average. I mean, sometimes you have less, sometimes more, but just as a rough guide. So that last fitting, yeah, within a month before. Some brides we have, literally, to be honest, there's hardly any alterations on the dress, and, you know, they're not changing at all, so there's no need. So, you know, even 6 weeks before, the dress is final, they're happy with it, there's no need.
Yeah.
But then we also have other brides who, you know, might have lost more weight because they're, you know, a bit stressed with the wedding, or they've, I don't know,
got a personal trainer,
or the dress actually required more alteration, so they just go on a little bit longer, and, you know, you'll be having them nearer to the time. I mean, I would just say for any bride, just try and keep those sort of dates coming up to the wedding flexible, so if you do need to have an extra fitting, you can have it. You don't want to be stressing because you think, oh, my dress isn't quite perfect, or it's not done and I could do with a, you know, a couple more fittings, but I don't have much time. Just be trying to be flexible, and, you know, you're only going to do this once, or hopefully
yeah.
we'll. So yeah, just keep it flexible. But yeah, as I've said, normally about a month before is when you would have your last fitting. Okay, and the next question that we have here is, to be honest, this is more to do with bridesmaids, so it's a little bit out of our remit, although I do feel that we obviously deal with many brides and bridesmaids, so I feel like we can
yeah.
answer this. But it's, should bridesmaids have to pay for anything themselves, for example, hair, makeup, shoes, or should it be the bride who pays? Now, this is definitely one that I guess could be a bit controversial between different wedding yeah. parties.
Yeah, it's a tricky question, I think. I think it's quite a personal sort of independent, you know, depending on your wedding, your budget, your relationships, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. No. I think traditionally, brides would pay for bridesmaids, which is probably why this question comes up.
Yeah.
But that was when weddings were a lot smaller and a lot, you know, less excessive and not as sort of Instagram worthy, when there wasn't as much to pay for. Where now, you know, I totally appreciate, I mean, from someone who has got married and had bridesmaids, you know, there's hair, makeup, dress, shoes, jewelry, everything. And it does add up, especially if you've got a lot of bridesmaids.
Yeah.
So I completely understand why some brides would ask bridesmaids to contribute towards it. But again, I think, as you said, Abby, it's very personal and it depends on, you know, so many factors that I don't think you can say, really.
No, definitely. It's hard because you can't say you should do this, you should do that with any part of a wedding, really. It's completely up to you and your partner and what you want to do.
Yeah, I think as long as you and all your bridesmaids are all happy with whatever decision's made, you know, that's the right decision. I think, you know, you don't want to be having any personal issues with people over money on your wedding. So as long as everyone is comfortable doing whatever you choose, well, that's the right decision for you.
Yeah.
Wow, so I think that pretty much wraps up our second episode.
Exciting.
How have you enjoyed the pod this week?
I've loved it.
Me too. You know, I'm really enjoying getting to like chat about bridal. I feel we could just chat and chat and chat.
Yeah, we could be here for hours.
Well, thank you so much to everybody for listening. And please, if you're not already, subscribe to our podcast and make sure you follow us on Instagram at both at Bride and Me and at My Funny Valentine Bridal, and send us all your questions before our episode next time.
Thanks for listening.